Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
God. Shake yourself loose and be free. Good God Almighty, I am free. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord God, that we are free and that we are free indeed, Lord God. And you sent your only begotten Son to save us so that we can be free. And we decree and declare today that we are free, and we are free indeed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, my God, we just want to say thank you, Lord God, for this day. For this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it, Father God. We thank you for new mercy and new grace, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we ask that you move mighty and strong on the line today, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, we come give you all honor, praise, and glory, and all the admiration. Oh, Lord, we come to exalt your name above all names, for there's no one greater than you, Lord. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Oh, Lord, change us, oh God, and make us more like you, Father God, right now. Now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, come on and shout, everybody, with me and give God praise today, because he is worthy of all honor, praise, and glory. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. If we had 1,000 tongues apiece, we still couldn't thank you enough, but yet and still we thank you, Lord God. It is you that have kept us and not ourselves. Hallelujah to your name, God. We thank you, Father, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Come on, everybody, and shout. Welcome to the shout, everybody. I'm your host, Prophetess Tawanika Manning. Hallelujah. God bless you. God keep you. Amen. All that are on today, called in, and those are online listening, welcome to the shout. Hallelujah. Be free. Be free every day. Make that decision. You have a choice every day to decide how you're going to set your day. Hallelujah. I would suggest that you set it on Jesus. Amen. Go ahead and shout, Sister Sharon. Give God our praise, glory, honor, and shout. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Go ahead, Sister Sharon.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Because God is good. And
yes, Lord.
I always pray that I want to be more and more like Jesus. Because I
Amen.
Want to be free. And I just thank
Jesus.
You. Thank you, Lord. And I
thank
you,
Lord.
For Jesus.
Woo, yes,
thank
Lord.
You, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord, because you are good, good Lord. And
yes,
all
Lord.
Praise belongs to you, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You, Lord.
Woo.
Hallelujah.
That's all I say. I want to stop for Jesus, because God is
yes.
good. Hallelujah.
God is good
oh,
and his mercy is good.
Good.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. God bless you. God keep you, Sister Sharon. Amen. We love to hear you shout, just thanking God for what he has already done. And just for who he is. Amen. Who he is in your life. What he's done for you. What he's doing and what he's about to do. Amen. Because we trust God for all things, to do all things but fail. Amen. Hallelujah. Go ahead. Cousin Brenda, get open up your mouth and shout, give God our praise, glory, and then shout glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, glory, hallelujah. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord for all his
yes.
goodness and all his mercy, all his love, his divine supernatural favor all our lives, our families, our
yes.
friends, our loved ones. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. To God be the glory. Cover me with the blood of Jesus. I give my second shot
mm-hmm.
on tomorrow. No weapon formed against me shall prosper.
Amen.
All is well. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on my mom, my husband, my children, family,
yes,
friends,
Lord.
Loved ones. Cousin Sharon, I tell you, girl, you set the tone for this shout. Hallelujah,
Amen.
Glory, hallelujah. To God be the
yes.
glory. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Come on now. Shout, everybody.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Yes, Lord.
Just set the board for the shout. Because after you come behind, you got to come with some force. Hallelujah. Knowing that God did it for you too. Because if he did it for her, guess what? He can do it for you. And if he did it before, he can do it again. Hallelujah. Glory
Amen.
To God. We can hear
Amen.
By yourself. How you, hallelujah. Hey, come on there. God bless you. God keep you. We come into agreement with your cousin Brenda Gale on today. Knowing that everything is already all right concerning everything about you. But we know that God is concerned about everything concerning us. Amen. God bless
now
you. God keep
it.
You. We love
yeah.
you. We thank God for you. Hallelujah. Say, I just want to thank the Lord. That Sister Sharon shout you out. So if you gonna come on and shout, you got to be ready to shout like Sister Sharon. She be ready. It's like runners on your mark. Get set. Go. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God bless you, Sister Sharon. We love to hear your shout to the Lord, for he is good. Amen. Go ahead, Cousin Dorita. Go ahead and shout. Give God our praise, glory, and shout glory. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. My sister already got the lion hearts, and I thank you for praising the Lord, and I'm praising the Lord, too. I thank you for my cousin, Brenda Gale. He's nothing but relatives on this phone, and I thank the Lord, because we know what the Lord has done for us and what he's doing for us right now, and I thank him. Thank you for taking all our family, Jesus. In your name, thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So Sharon is your sister. Amen. Glory
yes,
to God.
Yes.
So is she your older sister or are you her older sister?
I'm her older sister.
My God. Well, I guess you had somebody to watch. Shout. Hallelujah. See what God has
all
brought
right,
you out
yes.
into. Amen. She just shout. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
God bless you. God bless you, Cousin Dorita. I love you. We thank God for you. Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. We have Sister Connie on the line. Sister Connie, go ahead and open your mouth and shout. Give God our praise, glory, and honor. Shout glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
I am, but I'm going to pass it out to some individuals. Do you
need some
more?
Hallelujah.
I know she says she's going to take pictures of it.
Oh, Sister Connie, we can hear you. Let me go ahead and put on mute. I thought she was ready to shout.
I'm sorry.
You want me to put you on mute, Sister Connie?
No. I'm ready. I'm sorry. I had came outside.
Okay, go ahead and shout.
I couldn't find my telephone. Devil busy. And I said, I know it's 6 o'clock. I can't find my phone. And then I realized I had left it outside, came out here. That's why I got so much noise going on. You know, I don't like to have noise when I'm trying to talk. I'm sorry.
So, yes,
I just got home, and I'm sweating like a pig, but I still was trying to find my phone because I got to shout.
Yes.
I had a good day at the hospital today. I'll get the results tomorrow when I go to her personally, to my specialist. But, I already know because I feel better. I mean, I already know that I have improved. And as I was saying, for the last few weeks, even though the weather has been crazy, God has been blessing me daily with my breathing. So I know I'm not 100, but I'm doing much better, much better.
Amen.
And I just want to shout because if anybody knows how hard it is to get snatched out of your sleep and you can't breathe, it's like someone smothering you. It's not a pretty feeling. So I thank God for every good breath that he gives me. I thank him daily.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. The Bible says all good things coming from the Lord. So we thank you, Lord God, for every good breath, oh God. Oh, Lord, that your daughter taking that we take. We don't take that for granted. That's what we should be thanking God every day for every breath that we take. Amen. In the mighty
Amen.
Name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. God bless you, Sister Connie. We love you. We thank God for you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Let us pray. I just want to pray right now. The Lord to open the gates. Amen. Hallelujah. Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you for everyone that's on the line and all who purpose their heart to be here at the 6 o'clock hour. But Lord, we thank you, Father God, that you've allowed us to come today, oh God, at this set time, at the 6 o'clock hour, oh God, to the throne room of grace, asking and receiving in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We thank you right now, even Father God, that you're increasing our faith, oh God, to receive from you the miracles, unquestionable miracles, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we can't thank you enough, but yet still we thank you. Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the mighty name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, your only begotten Son, oh God. We bow before you, oh God, and we enter your gates with thanksgiving. We enter your courts with praise. Heavenly Father, we ask you to forgive us of all of our sins, all of our trespasses, our iniquities, and our transgressions, oh God. Oh, Heavenly Father, we ask you, oh God, to forgive us of any unforgiveness that we have towards anyone right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Father God, we praise you. We give you glory. We give your honor. We give you all the admiration, Father God. We exalt your name above all names, for there's no one greater than you, oh God. And we just want to say thank you, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Heavenly Father, we ask you, according to Isaiah 22 and 22, to open the gates of heaven above us, oh God, and bless us, oh God, in all that we're concerned about in love. Right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we ask you, Heavenly Father, to open the gates of favor, provision, deliverance, wisdom, protection, and healing for each of us in Jesus Christ's mighty name. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Heavenly Father, we ask you to open those gates up so that we will be blessed and that we can be in your divine destiny. Heavenly Father, we ask that you would bless us, oh God, to use these blessings in your kingdom according to your destiny and your will for our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, according to John 14 and 14, to God be the glory. And we just want to say thank you, Lord, that you heard our prayers today and that you answered our prayers. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, let thy will be done right now. Let thy kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven, oh God. Oh, Lord, let us receive our daily bread right now. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that our spiritual bellies will be full. Amen. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. You didn't have to do it, but you did. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. My Lord, my God, today, everyone, I'm just so excited as usual. I'm excited to be here. I'm excited for the one more time. Amen. I don't take those things for granted. There's so much that's going on around us and even in our own personal life that we have so many reasons to be thankful for, knowing that God has kept us. We thank God for his hedge of protection around us and our family, knowing that it's not us that have kept us ourselves, but God has done it for us one more time. And it just gives me a reason to shout all day, every day. Amen. Just thanking God throughout the day. Today, I want to talk a little about release. Release freedom in your mind. Everything starts in the mind. Amen. If we can think a thing, we can believe it. If we can believe it, then we can receive it. Amen. But the release freedom in your mind. Let's talk about releasing the freedom in your mind. See, our mind is a battlefield with unproductive thoughts running rapid. So vain imagination and worry and false scenarios can penetrate our minds and make us feel fear and torment. See, with negative thoughts that are contrary to the word of God for our life into our minds, it can be debilitating, you all. See, we contend to pull our thoughts in a specific direction, but it often seems like an endless battle. The question today is, how can we conquer the battlefield of our minds? Amen. How can we conquer that? And that's for so many of us, because everything starts in the mind. If it can get into your ear, if it can get into your sight, in your sight, then it can get into your mind. Amen. So when you hear people say, cover your gates, your eyes, your ears, your mouth, cover your gates, because this is how the enemy enter in. And that's when the battle begins. But once you allow to enter on the inside, amen, now you have a battle going on in the inside of your mind. See, struggles and scenarios from years ago in which we haven't received freedom still run unbridled through our minds today. See, we have sought counseling and extended forgiveness and received the ministry of deliverance to no benefit. So how can our thoughts be in such bondage that we cannot receive freedom? How do we go deep to get free and stay free? See, our mind is a battlefield, but the word of God says that we have the mind of Christ. Amen. For who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ according to 1 Corinthians 2:16. See, receiving deliverance in our soul comes from knowing the word of God and living it out. Amen. You have the mind of Christ, which means fear, rejection, and unworthiness do not have a stronghold in your mind. Amen. See, receiving freedom is also contingent, you all, on us renewing our thoughts and figuring out our identity in Jesus Christ. Amen. See, casting down every thought and taking it captive will assist you in receiving freedom in your mind. Amen. So for though we walk in flesh, this is what the Bible says in 2 Corinthians 10:3-5, you all. 3-5, 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3-5. For we walk in the flesh. We do not war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. So taking every thought you are captive is critical. Instead of entertaining a thought, we must dismiss it. See, as we examine this scripture, we find that the complete Jewish Bible says, so although we do live in the world, we do not wage war in a worldly way. Amen. Because the weapons we use to wage war are not worldly. And on the contrary, they have God's power for demolishing strongholds. See, we demolish arguments and every arrogance that raises itself up against the knowledge of God. Amen. See, we take every thought captive and make it obey the Messiah. See, this scripture says we demolish arguments. Isn't that what we experience? Arguments in our minds against the flesh and the spirit. That is the question. See, the Bible says to take every thought captive. See, liberation manifests when we make it obey the Messiah. As stated in the complete Jewish Bible. See, if the Bible that is raging, if the battle that is raging in your mind doesn't obey the Messiah, it must be of the enemy or your flesh. You experience the manifestation of freedom when you capture it and dismiss it instead of entertaining it. Amen? See, we have a choice. When it comes to the battle of our minds, we can feel defeated, fearful, and victimized by the enemy, or we can arise and take our authority. Jesus said, I give you authority, according to the book of Luke 10:19. He has given us power and authority over all things. See, before we can be effective and useful for the kingdom of God and take authority over principalities, powers, and evil spirits, we must take dominion over our minds. Amen. The question is, how can we assist others if we have a battle raging in our minds? How can we think we're going to assist someone else when we have a raging battle going on in our own mind? See, we don't have to live in bondage, you all. We can do something about our situation right now. How do we take control over something in which we feel we have lost control? That is a question. See, we do it through the strength of the indwelling power of the Holy Spirit. See, when we can't do it in our own strength, or we feel we have been unsuccessful before when we tried, we cry out to the Holy Spirit to come and co-labor with us. Amen? See, he will give us the strength to continue. He will lead and guide us into all truth and give us instruction. See, when, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. See, some of us have been bound with fear. And at some point in time in your life, in my life, when I was bound with fear, the Holy Spirit told me, hallelujah, if your mind is full of scripture, there will be no room for fear. So keep your mind stayed on Jesus. Keep your mind stayed on the word of God, and there will be no fear. If your mind is full of scripture, there will be no room for defeat, torment, or mind-binding spirits. See, mind elements are triggered by lies we hear, false scenarios, and vain imaginations. See, we come to a place of freedom. And we can win half the battle just by recognizing the lie and capturing the thought. Amen. See, behind detrimental thoughts stands a lie we take and believe. See, if we are tormented in the area of finances and in fear of financial provisions, we aren't trusting the Lord as Jehovah Jireh, our provider. When we experience fear, we aren't trusting God, because fear is the opposite of faith, and faith and trust are interchangeable. Amen. See, fear is a battle in the mind. However, the good thing about our mind is that we can control what we think and how we respond. Amen. See, it takes discipline and diligence to renew your mind. It takes practice. However, the Bible says we are victorious and overcomers. Amen. Through Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. See, you have the empowerment you need through the Holy Spirit and the Word of God. You are not alone in this battle. See, Jesus sent you a helper, a comforter, the Holy Spirit, to lead and guide you in all truth. According to John 14 and 26, see, he will convict you of wrong thoughts. See, when you depend on the Holy Spirit to lead you through and call on him to be your teacher, he will reveal to you what you need to change and help you replace lies with the truth. Amen. See, the battle you are may be in your mind now, but the enemy is under your foot. Amen. See, purpose, hallelujah, in your soul to transfer the raging thoughts to the place in your heart where the Father's love exists. See, train yourself when you get a thought that is not of God to turn it over to God by placing that thought in your heart. Hallelujah. Surrounded by the Father's love, and give it over to him. Amen. Release the fault and get the enemy out of your mind and under your feet where he belongs. Somebody shout glory. Somebody shout glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody just thank God right now, because you are already an overcomer through Christ. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. My Lord, my God, we thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I see Sister Dilla just got on here. Hallelujah. God bless you. I'm going to open up your line right quick. We conclude the word for today. Amen. Sister Dilla, go ahead and get ready to shout. You all, remember, you all, remember today. Amen. Release freedom in your mind. Release freedom in your mind. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Go ahead, Sister Carol Dilla, and shout. Give God our praise, glory, and honor. Shout glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Time almost got past me, but I looked and see it was 6:25, and I had enough time to get on the show. Lord, I just want to say thank you, Heavenly Father, for waking me up this morning. No late night or early morning phone call. My family's doing well.
Yes.
Everybody's doing well.
Yes.
In spite of, I just say thank you, Lord. Thank you for blessing me. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Give you all praise and honor, because guess what? It belongs to you. And I thank you, thank you, thank you for my tears, and I thank you for my daughter that's on here. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for strength,
thank
and
you,
giving
Lord.
Her strength, Lord, to carry on your work, Father, to guide
thank
us.
You,
we are, she's a shepherd, and she's guiding us in the right path. I just say thank you,
thank
Lord.
You.
Just thank you, thank
hallelujah.
You, thank you. Y'all praise unto God, because it belongs to you, God. It belongs to you, and
yes,
I thank
Lord.
You, Jesus. And my main song, whatever you do in this season, don't do it without
me,
and you, and you, and you.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Glory, hallelujah. Glory,
amen.
Glory
to God. I'm glad you
amen.
Made it on the call today.
Amen.
I was looking
amen.
For saying,
now,
where's
glory.
My mother at? And I'm like, oh, Lord, Jesus, you're going to miss it again. And then I look up, and I see you on, but I was in the middle of the lesson of the word, and I was saying, look, I got to let you shout. I got to make sure you get on and shout.
Yes.
Glory.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
God bless you, God.
Yes.
You. We love you. And we thank God
love
for
you.
You're
love
on the
too.
Shout.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. God bless everyone. I'm just so excited. Amen. My mom made it back on the shout. She's been trying to get back on the shout. Amen. And she made it on in. Amen. You all have a blessed evening today. Again, I thank God for you. Hallelujah. I bless you all at this time. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I bless you to prosper. I bless you to be all that God intended for you to be. I bless you to be an encouragement for others. I bless you to be able to bless others. I bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. I bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. I bless you to grow in your spirit to draw closer to God. I bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. I bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. I bless you because I love you. I bless you to enjoy peace. And it's in Jesus' name, hallelujah, that we pray that we've come together today to receive mighty and strong. Amen. Whatever you're needing, trust God. You have a choice to make each and every day. Hallelujah. How your day is going to be. You set your mind, set your day on the things of God, and just watch God move mighty. Remember, release freedom in your mind and receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. God bless you. God keep you. We're back here tomorrow at 6 p.m. here on the Shout. Invite somebody to come shout with us about the glorious things that God has done for them. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, I want to see him. Look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want
to
hear her say,
give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him, and now I'll give him back so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally start breathing, yeah. King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold streets, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when I get, but if you ask him, he'll give you that like can you imagine. Living without all his grace, sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Praise you for all of my days until I finally stop breathing, yeah.
Get that on a great day. But when I get